today. That's when I'm doing my first episode today. I lied. I admit it. I said I was going to do my show on Wednesday, but, you know, things didn't turn out that way. Remember when I said that I usually lie about things and put out false information because I know niggas is watching me? That's one of the moments now. So, I lied, and bitches are going to be mad because I know niggas is watching my every move now that I've released King Kong. And I just want people to know that you can't stop me. So that's why I decided to start the first episode today. Welcome to Minaj Radio. Today is motherfucking Monday. And bitches is about to get screwed. Let's get on this first topic, though. You know, my hot topic is going to be real juicy and real tea, all that shit. Bitches is going to be mad afterwards, but it's okay because this is what they deserve. We're in the motherfucking studio area in motherfucking Albany, fucking Georgia. And we're going to get into some things. Let's talk about these current stats, first of all. Bitches out here, these bitch niggas out here, they like talking about the king in these ways as if I've never done anything or I don't have impact on the gay rap community. I've been rapping for 3 fucking years. And I get the same result every time I come out. Now, if you are a true fan of Minaj the Rapper, then you will know that my first name was not Minaj the Rapper. I've changed my name 3 times because at first I was a producer and I was selling and giving away beats for gay rappers to rap on as a producer. And that was under Carter the Kid in 2016. And then 2017, I switched over to rapping. And I was Carter Minaj. And then I switched over to Carter Minaj at Twa, which I scored my first number one on. Bitches know. A lot of these bitches know. And then now I'm at Final Stage, Minaj the Rapper. And I've stuck with that for the last year and a half. You know, releasing songs and mixtapes and projects under that name. And being successful off of it. And my stats are real. You hear so much, and this is a thing people don't know. You hear so much shit about gay rappers on the blogs, the gay rap blogs, how niggas is faking their streams and buying streams or spamming themselves on SoundCloud. And I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know that that was a thing until I talked to someone who was trying to collab with another gay rapper, and it was like, you know, they got screwed out of their money, and, you know, the person that was screwing them was, you know, spamming themselves on SoundCloud, and I was online, and I was looking, I was like, wow, this is really a thing, niggas is out here really being fraudulent, and buying followers, and buying likes, and fucking spamming themselves on SoundCloud, and I'm like, wow. So when you look at my stats, I always post stats, you know, because on my label, Pink Life Records, Phoenix Enterprise, we use the platform Indie Sound. I just switched over to SoundCloud, you know, to explore, but we usually are re-signed with Indie Sound. And that's where all my charting data and my streams rely as far as the EP, the Pink Tape, and the Minaj Friday mixtape. And, you know, those are legit streams, you know. It's a platform where independent artists can come together and work together and become great. And that's the platform I use. And these stats that I have, I've worked so hard. I've pushed my pen. I've written raps on top of raps on top of raps. I've set it up from 2 a.m. in the morning to 8 o'clock p.m. writing raps, you know, recording mixtapes and stuff. And I've been doing this. I've always been doing this. And it's like, it just is weird when you see people come out, you know, and make it seem, and try to discredit what you've done for the community. My current 2 projects, Minaj Friday and King Kong, are on streaming services as far as an independent artist, Indie Sound, SoundCloud. And they are doing well. I posted Minaj Friday on SoundCloud almost a month ago. And it's at 3K. On top of the fucking 60K that it got from Indie Sound. You feel me? So you telling me that my stats aren't legit, but you see my stats online and you're mad because you can't get the same results because you too busy trying to diss and suck niggas dick. Fuck out of here. I been on. You bitches been con. Bitch, and even though I ain't got Bitly tints on and Fendi prints on, just know I've been on. And you gonna respect me because, bitch, I'm not going nowhere. I'm sitting here on Minaj Radio and I'm gonna address everything and I'm gonna tell everything. I'm gonna tell all the tea and the shade right now because it needs to be said. Because I feel that no one in this community knows what's really happening in our gay rap genre. No one knows what's really happening. I'm a writer. I've been writing raps since I was 8 years old. You bitches can't even spell writing raps at 8 years old. You bitches was still peeing in bed at 8 years old. You feel me? I'm a writer. And I go so hard about writing raps as a gay artist because in the public eye, we're already looked at as if we're not intelligent, and we are messy, and we don't really care about life. All we care about is partying, doing tea, and fucking on Jacked and Grindr. When we have so many talented people out here who are a part of the LGBTQIA community, and we have a lot of people who are rappers, who are producers, who actually sit down and perfect their craft and write. And then you have people who come into the game, into this rap community as a gay artist and have ghostwriters and sit around and write bullshit and then put it out and then fuck with their plays and buy followers and buy likes and comments. And then sit around and make it seem as if they're popping whether they're not. If you ask me, the only three gay rappers that's really popping right now is me, Bobby Lights, and Kid Ken. Like, fuck out of here. You have so many of these rappers who are gay and pretend that they're popping when they're not. And it's not okay. Because I'm gonna keep saying that I go so hard for gay rappers writing due to the fact that we're looked at in a negative way already in the public eye. So it's like I go so hard about it, and when people try to discredit me, I get so angry because it's like y'all don't understand that I literally sit down when I recorded, for instance, when I recorded Minaj Friday, I didn't record Minaj Friday in just a short period of time. I recorded songs. I released a single, Knockout, that was so successful and so brilliant and angelic. I recorded Knockout, and I did Knockout. Knockout was really a freestyle. Like, I didn't really write verses to Knockout. I really freestyle, you know, listening to the beat and listening to how I wanted to say what I wanted to say. And sometimes I get so annoyed when people try to look at me and say, that wasn't good. When you have people who are out here mumbling and sounding like trash, and you have an intelligent black gay male rapper who is really intelligent and is really writing down his thoughts and is talented, and you're mad. I wrote Minaj Friday in a 2 month period. Minaj Friday was the first single was released on January 30th, and I put out Minaj Friday on the 15th. I put in work. No one really puts in work and perfects their craft anymore. Everyone's getting by being fraudulent. And Nicki said it Nicki Minaj said it the best. Niggas is going out being half-assed. And niggas is really praising that shit. A lot of gay rappers are being half-assed in their craft. They think that they can just come in and say little things and little punchlines and metaphors that they come up with and think that they just pop in. No, you need to put in work. You need to push your pen. You need to put in more. No one's putting in more anymore. Everyone's being half-assed. And that's why I go so hard about gay rappers and what they do in our industry that we have here. And I just feel that my craft my four mixtapes, I put in hard work. When I recorded the EP was based off of songs that I recorded back in 2017. As Carta Menage a Toi, and I added like probably two or three songs onto it. And when that dropped, I got so many positive responses from it, you know, that it inspired me to go even harder. And then I ended up putting out the Pink Tape, which was based off of other songs that I recorded in 2017 that I put into it and added more songs onto it. And then when that died down, you know, I wanted to create something that was going to be memorable. The Menage Friday mixtape is something so iconic. That's a classic record. Menage Friday, no one was putting out sounds like Menage Friday. Period. Period. No one is out here rapping to these type of beats that I've had on Menage Friday. Menage Friday was is a classic record, a classic mixtape by a gay rapper in our genre of music. That is a classic. And I say that because when it comes to perfecting your craft, when it comes to perfecting your sound and finding out what you really stand for, Menage Friday says that all. When you listening to the EP and you listen to the Pink Tape and then you skip over to Menage Friday, you're gonna be like, whoa, like he really like stepped his pen game up. And it's like, I've been doing this. I've always been doing this. It's just I do feel as though Menage Friday is the best mixtape I've ever created. And it speaks volume in our genre, the gay rap genre. And it's like, I go so hard about my craft because I know that it's hard. I know what it takes to be perfected in perfecting something that you work so hard on or something that you believe in. I know how hard and frustrating it can get to try to perfect something. And then when you have people who are supposed to be on the same type of standard as a gay rapper who comes and then discredits you and dishes you. And I'm going to get into more of that very soon into this show, where you have individuals who like to support and then go behind your back and talk about you and block you and diss you in songs and then slick disses. And then when you respond, bitches get mad. Bitches get sad. Bitches go out bad. My craft is epic. Period. No one cannot rap as good as me. I don't care. Because when you listen to my raps, you're listening to so many punchlines and metaphors and little slick, like, wordplay that is not heard. Everyone likes to say that Minaj the rapper, he wants to be like Nicki Minaj. He wants to be Nicki Minaj. He wants to sound like Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is just that. Her wordplay is sick. Her flow is sick. And that's why when you hear me on mixtapes, you hear me as far as putting shit together as an intelligent black person who is gay and twisting his mind as if what he wants to say. This is what I want to say in my rap. So I take what I want to say and I put it into a way where I can be creative and fun with it. And you cannot say that's not what you hear when you listen to my tapes. What I say in my tapes is me sitting down with a pen and a pencil, sitting down with my iPhone and my notes, listening to a beat and just thinking and just being iconic and just thinking of ways to mix things together to create something epic and bomb to put out to the public. And my fans are so supportive. I love my fans so much because they've been writing for me. They've been writing with me since I was a producer day. Addressing, I'm going to address these disses because I don't know why people think I'm dumb or something. I don't post pictures on Instagram. People know that. I don't like posting my face. But recently, I've been posting a lot of pictures because people think that they can just this man, I can just be quiet about it. No, I'm a pretty bitch, and you niggas is ugly as fuck with bumps on your ass and your face. And y'all got the nerve to sit here and make records about me in y'all fucking closets. Y'all make raps about me in y'all fucking closets. Y'all are rapping in the closet made studio, which is fine, because not everyone has that. But when you see someone with a higher standard, that's like me taking some oranges and throwing them at a nigga that eat motherfucking pears. Apples is hard. I don't like apples. But pears are soft and sweet and chewy. I'm the pear. They're the apple. I don't like that shit. That shit's weird to me. How niggas can sit here. Let's move on, because bitches is just overrated. I don't understand how people can sit here and diss me. Blue Eye Mirage. I don't sugarcoat shit. Me and Blue Eye Mirage had this. And this is a thing, because I've been told by different rappers that he's spoken on me in raps. And he's told people that I am a hater and this and that, when that's not even the clue. I was a producer, and I wanted to be his producer because I liked it, what he was doing as far as rapping and being a king in the genre of gay rap music. And I wanted to make music with him. I wanted to produce sounds for his upcoming mixtape that he had coming out that never dropped. That shit never dropped. And but the thing is, in that time period of me making these beats for him, I worked hard. I made like 8 beats for him, and I was getting ready to send them to him. But before I did that, I was in the middle of starting my rap career. I was just freshly switching over to a rapper as Carter Minaj, and I made a song and I sent it to him. And when I sent it to him, he didn't respond, but he just read it. He didn't say anything about it. He didn't, you know, he just set it there. So I felt as though he was being funny. And then, like, I didn't hear anything from him for like 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden he puts out a song, and the song is just, I know that it was directed towards me, because he was just throwing silly little disses as if I was just untalented, just calling me to all types of, like, bums, that I'm niggas is lame, like, niggas is not on his level type shit, type of verses. And I'm just like, yo, like, really? Like, I sit here and I worked hard to make sure that you had a dope-ass sounding album or mixtape or whatever fuck project you thought you were fucking doing that never fucking dropped, my nigga. And you have the nerve to try to diss me because you see potential in what the fuck I had coming. And you seen that it was gonna be competition, and you got mad, you got scared. So therefore, you got scared because you seen a nigga who was a producer, a gay producer, coming in to be a gay rapper, and you got scared. So you decided to discourage me because I looked up to him. And a lot of people that I tell my manager and I tell my team that my Blue Eye Mirage was one of the reasons after Nicki why I wanted to become a gay rapper, because he was so confident in what he was doing. And at the time, that's who I wanted to work with him more, not even being just his producer for his album and mixtape that never dropped, but also for... also being a collaborator with being rappers and being gay rappers, because I thought it was gonna be something strong for the genre of gay rap music. And when that happened, I felt so hurt, and I felt the need to go harder. And that's what I did. I went harder, and now you see I have 4 projects that are doing well. While you sat here and dissed me, your project's been flopping. Like, you don't post your stats. You go on Reverb Nation, you're not even charting high. You're low. I've been charting number 1 in Shanghai for the last 3 months since Minaj Friday dropped. I've been number 3 in Trinidad for the last 2 years. I've been charting in the United K, Barcelona, California. I charted in your city. I charted higher than you in your own city. And I did that on purpose. I dropped music in your city on purpose just to show you how intelligent and how epic I am. And you got mad. You got pressed. Press, 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 press. King don't need no press. Fuck these niggas, put them all to rest type shit. You feel me? And drop my motherfucking mic. And I just don't understand. And then you have people like Jay Aries or whatever, you know, some rapper who thinks he's a fucking alien. I worked on him with a song that I put on a record, I think for Pink Tape. It was called Lit, and I sent him the song, and he said he wanted to collab because I was all for collabing with other gay rappers. I never hated on anyone. I felt that we all were empowering and that we all had a purpose in the genre that we were, you know, going for. And I sent him the record, and my verse was so iconic. When I tell everybody who listens to Lit, because I cut him out of the song, when you listen to Lit, my verse is so, it's such at a young age. At a young start, my verse was so epic. The way my flow was, the way my wordplay was set up. And the first thing he texted back, he doesn't even not acknowledge, because at the time of me recording, I was starting fresh with the equipment that I was using, so I didn't know how to use it correctly. So the first thing he says to me, not even acknowledging that my flow and my lyrics were, you know, bomb, he says, "Why does it sound so staticky?" This discouraged me out of nowhere. And that just hurt my feelings, because it's like, your songs, you can't even hear yourself on your songs. And Blue said that to me one time, that, you know, don't let the beat out rap what I'm saying. Well, when you're talking in your raps, you can hear yourself breathe. My nigga, fuck out of here. Then you have Marco, who is a rapper, and I wanted to put him on a song I made called King the Ego back in the day. Now it's called Space Jam, because I re-edited it and I put it on the EP as an intro. I wanted him to be on the extended version, because I put Diamond Encrusted on there as a remix. I put Jay and then I put Diamond as far as the extended version. I wanted to put DeMarco on there, but he sent me a verse that was not good, and I told him that it wasn't good. And then I posted the cover art for the extended version that I just had Jay and I had Diamond on, and he commented with one of them question mark looking emojis as if I was being shady. No, your verse was trash, and I told you it was trash. You knew it was trash when you sent it to me, and you, I couldn't even hear what you were saying, and what you were saying was not even the topic of the song. And so, therefore, he dissed me in a song too. So it's like, when I'm all about perfection when it comes to releasing music. I don't like half-assing shit. So when I ask people to collab, I expect them to come full force. Even I told Diamond and Crested that you out-rapped me on my own song. He out-rapped me. I give credit when it's due. I don't discourage or try to discredit anyone's pen. And that's what a lot of people do to me. And that's why I get so angry in the way I'm so aggressive towards people in the way I act now. Because I deserve respect. I've been doing this for almost 4 years and I get no respect. I get respect from certain people who've known me for these many years. But as far as the people who I've come in encounter with over the years, they don't respect me at all. They like to diss me in their little songs and projects that flop. In a recent song I created, I think it was Box Clown or Major Rockstar, I said in one of the lyrics, I said that you niggas get 500 plays, about I get 100K. You put out a mixtape, that shit don't get 500 plays. I drop a single, my shit get 1,000K. I mean, come on. Fuck out of here, bitch. You niggas is pussies, and I'm not about to keep addressing you. So when you guys hear this show, just know you've been addressed, and that after this show is posted, I'm not addressing you no more. So you can keep making your flop disses and shit, your flop mixtapes and albums. Fuck you guys. I don't even have a problem with Diamond Encrusted, but he's been acting funny too, so fuck y'all too. I am king! I'm the king of Shanghai. I'm the king of gay rap. Multiple number ones are on platforms. Multiple number tens, top 20s. None of my songs ever fucking flopped. I never had to suck a nigga dick to release my music. My producer never threatened to take half of my fucking royalties because he thought as though he could take my shit. I never had to suck his dick to get my shit released. Let's move on. I got two more mixtapes coming before my album. And that's all I'm going to say. Bitches think that they could post on these hashtags and think that they're doing something. No. The king will go out with a bang this year. 2019 is my year. 2018 and 2019 are my years. I have two more mixtapes before the album come out in 2020. My album will be the most successful gay rap project in history. I will be on Billboard. And I'm going to show you niggas how to do it. Two more mixtapes and then my album. Let's get into Nicki Minaj, though. She's releasing a single on the 21st of this month on Friday called Megatron. And I know everyone's excited. I am excited because I am a hardcore Nicki Minaj fan. I've been listening to Nicki Minaj since she was in Hood Stars when she was releasing songs with back when she was with the bitch-ass nigga Safari and with the other two guys. So I'm really excited for Megatron. It looks very epic. She looks sickening, as always. So I'm really happy about that. But I know I've been talking a lot about gay rappers, but I just want to say, I want to shout out to all the gay rappers who came before me, who are up, who are in the higher position than me, even though I call myself king, because I am the king, who are in higher positions, like Bobby Likes, who is on a TV show, who has a bigger platform, of course. I'm not a reality TV type of person, so you wouldn't ever see me on that type of show to, you know, plaster my craft. And then you have Kid Ken, who is in a higher position, who's on Paper Magazine. And I'm so happy for, I don't hate, I'm so happy for them. I'm happy that they're doing something for our community and for our genre, gay rap music, who and it's inspiring others to do the same, because I'm coming. And that's almost so shout out to them. Shout out to them. I love you. Thank you for standing up for our rights and being a activist for us gay rappers who are coming up and who are going to be in the same position that you guys are in or higher. No shade. No tea, no shade. Bitch of the day. The bitch of the day. Bitch of the day. Who's the bitch of the day? Drake. Drake is the bitch of the day. Throughout the whole basketball championship, the last couple games, he's been acting like a real asshole. And I understand he's from Toronto. You know, you're supposed to rep your city and shit. But your sportsmanship for these players is bullshit. That's why Nikki doesn't fuck with you. You're a snake. And bitches, we are the snake charmers. So the bitch of the day goes to Drake. And he probably not going to hear this, but just don't want everybody to know who listened to this show that Drake is the bitch of the day. Dick sucker of the day. It's this rapper who keeps, well, it's two rappers who've been kind of throwing little slick subliminal shots on Insta Snap or whatever. I'm not really paying attention to it because y'all music is flopping. But y'all sit here and try to support me and then get mad and salty and then try to throw shade at me and act as if you guys are supporting me, but really y'all just being nosy and watching my every fucking move because y'all know that I'm iconic. I just want to say, if any other gay rapper comes out with a radio show after mine, then everyone will see what I'm talking about when I say they're copying me, when I say that they're trying to be me, when they're trying to be what I'm trying to bring to the table. So I'm just gonna throw that out there. Queen of the day is Nicki Minaj. I feel like she's gonna be queen of the day for the rest of the year because she's coming out with so much new shit, and no one really knows how epic it's about to be with this new era. So she's queen of the day. King of the day is Dwayne Wade. Because I follow him and Gabrielle Union on Instagram. And Dwayne Wade is such a great husband and such a great dad. I believe his son is, I think he's gay. And they allow him to go to Gay Pride. I've been watching a lot of that going on. And I just want to say shout out to Dwayne Wade for being such an amazing man towards his wife and towards his children. Especially towards his child who is part of the community. Because you don't see that in a black family much often. As you think, I feel it's easier for a Caucasian child than a black child to come out gay. Because in black families, they look at you as if you're just going to straight to hell. But they don't notice when they don't address a rapist, the rapist uncle or the rapist cousin. But they'll address the gay child or the gay cousin or the gay grandson or whatever. You know, I never understood that. But you know, that's none of my business. That's tea, no shade. People, I'm going to get back on this subject because this show is 30 minutes and I don't want it to go over an hour because that's just too much. I'm lazy. But I want to say to the people who are going to listen to this, I want you to look out in my comments for people who try to support me. There's this rapper named Blessed. He's a gay rapper. Him and his management team, a long time ago, when I released the Pink Tape, I believe, it was showing me a lot of genuine love, and I really respected that, and they was just commenting under my posts and my songs, saying that they love my lyrics and this, and then I released, I was getting ready to release a single that featured my best friend, and I think it was a second single. I think that was the single that they were talking about. It was a single called Roger That Bum Bitches that featured PTD. And that was my best friend. And I wanted her to be on my song because she's also a rapper. She's not an open rapper, but she's a rapper. And shortly after that, I released the Pink Tape. And after the Pink Tape, this is the single. I released the single, and they were supporting the single, and they were saying how much they love the single and how talented I am and all this shit, all this bullshit, you know, supporting me, whatever. And then when the Pink Tape dropped, I looked to go because I wanted to put him on the remix for, I think, Fraud. I wanted to put him on a remix for Fraud because I have Diamond and Crested on a remix, but I wanted to redo the song. I was going to do a different verse or whatever, and I wanted him on it. And I went to go look for him, and I was blocked. And I knew I was blocked because I had a spam page at the time, and I went to look up his name, and I found it. I'm thinking this man deleted his Instagram, but really, you blocked me, and your management blocked me and deleted the comments I made under your post showing back support. So bitches is mad. Once again, you bitches might call me crazy. You rappers might call me crazy. Bitches might look at me crazy. But I'm telling you, they are intimidated by me. Because how do you support me 1 week, but when I drop my tape the next couple weeks, you block me. I'm blocked. But I bet you if you ask him, he's going to say I dissed him. I never dissed anybody. I don't diss anybody. I love everybody. I'm a Capricorn. I love everyone. I love everyone. But no one loves me. But that's okay because I'm going to show bitches. I'm going to show you bitches how to get down, how to rap. Because I'm just going to show you bitches. How you showing love to a nigga then blocking them? Your management, the T on this is your management pays for views. If you look on every fucking post that has a video, they have the same amount of views in every video. 2,000, 1K. They have the same amount of views and the same amount of numbers in each fucking video, promotion video. You're buying your fucking followers, your likes, your fucking views. You're buying all this shit and making it seem as if you're popping when really you're not. You're hating because you see an authentic shit. You see authentic. You see this shit. You see real shit. You see all this real shit happening to a real nigga, a real gay rapper. He's getting real stats and real fans and supporting his music and sharing and liking this shit. And you around here being fraudulent with your music and your craft. And you have another to come and block a nigga like me. Fuck you, nigga. Let me say something before I sign off. You niggas will never be in the position I am. I am the best gay rapper alive. And I will not be going anywhere soon. When I drop these two mixtapes within the next 5 months, you bitches will know, because I will be well known. Not just as an independent rapper, but as a global phenomenon. And when that album drops in 2020, you bitches' times is up. For real. Now who wanna suck my ball sacks? Who wanna suck this left nut? And who wanna lick my nipples and swallow my kids? Cause you bitches you niggas is dirty. You niggas is hoes. You only get fucking likes when you're posting your ass. Let's tee no shade right quick. Your nigga out here texting me on my motherfucking DMs. You posting him as if he's the loyalest ass nigga in the fucking world. But little do you know, your nigga bitch, your nigga woo, is texting me and asking to see my ass and asking when he come to Atlanta to come fuck me and eat my ass and then go back and kiss you after he done ate my cookie box. I never had a nigga to cheat on me with a rapper. Stream King Kong mixtape. Out now. Stream my new single, Remix Kong. Listen to the original on King Kong first and then go to the remix single that's on SoundCloud. Mind you, remember when if anyone who follows me on Instagram and Minaj the Rapper, I put that I didn't renew my contract with Pink Life Records. I just renewed it today. And I got more business ventures coming soon that you guys will know about soon. Just know that my songs will be posted on IndieSound. And that these streams will continue to go up. I will continue to chart thanks to the fans. Thanks to the support. Thanks to being a brilliant person. You bitches can't get rid of me, bitch. And that's just that. Also, I know a lot of people have been wondering about my tour. I had a tour posted on my website a long time ago, back in 2017. I was Carter Minaj. I had a tour, but I canceled it because I didn't think I was ready. But after releasing King Kong, I'm really ready for a tour, to do shows. So I'm just letting y'all know to look out for these shows that's going to be coming soon. By the end of the year, I will be doing multiple shows. And by 2020, I will be doing promotional tour for the two mixtapes, including the four. I plan on going out with six mixtapes and then starting my debut album in 2020. Just expect two more mixtapes coming very soon. Not right now, because I just released Minaj Friday in February, March, April, May, June. And I just released King Kong 4 days ago. So I want these two mixtapes to marinate, like the EP and Pink Tape, for a couple months. And then you guys will figure it out when the new era begins. This King Kong, the Minaj Friday era and the King Kong era is kind of the same, because it's in the same era kind of way. So, you know, soon I will be posting a couple things. I will be updating my stats and records and give you guys updates on things before I close out the King Kong era. The King Kong era is really just a era of me just showing you guys where I'm at now as far as a writer, as far as where I want my, as far as what my mind is, as far as an artist and a rapper. So I want you guys to just pay attention to everything that I post, because you guys will get hints. The next two mixtapes will be something not in the Minaj area, because everything I've been doing has been Minaj. I'm still Minaj the Rapper. But the next two mixtapes in the album and so on, it will be a different mind. It will be a different mindset and a different approach. Let me just say that. I'm about to get off in the next 30 seconds because it's going to be 40 minutes and I don't want my shows to go over an hour. So I am telling you guys, look out for messages. Look out for subliminals. Look out for these niggas in the comments. These bitch ass, fake ass niggas that's talking shit in the comments. Fuck all these niggas. Fuck all these rappers that's wanna diss me. I love all the rappers that support me. I love you all. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. Shout out to Dwayne Wade. Shout out to all the people that are really supportive of me and my craft and give me support and just show me genuine love every time I come out. This has been the first fucking segment of Minaj fucking Radio, and you bitches can't take it. You bitches out here sucking dick for your fucking songs to be released. How fucking dare you try to diss a nigga like me when you bitches are sucking dick and swallowing producers' nut so your songs can get released. Again, I never had the fucking producer to release my songs. A producer has never threatened to take half of my royalties because he felt as though he could. And now, bitches gotta start over on their project that never dropped. Bitches are supposed to drop projects months ago. Where your projects at, baby? You obviously ain't sucking his dick good enough. Drop your project. Stop throwing subliminals. Stop throwing shots on Instagram and show me your work. You bitches is acting like Kim. But I'm done. Bitches is out. Just make sure that you bitches is looking out. I love you guys. I love my fans. I love y'all so fucking much. Thank you for the support. Thank you for writing for me. Thank you for listening. Bitches will get into more shit. This is the first episode, but I will be doing the second episode on Thursday. I'm going to change it up. And then after that, it will be regular based Wednesdays at, 6:30 p.m. to 7. You know, that's going to be the regular time after. Because, I lied because I know bitches is watching me. And I know they're going to be looking around for me on Wednesday. Bitches say they're going to tune in, but really y'all just mad at me. And that's okay. Because I just don't give a fuck. And anybody that feel hit, anyone that feels hit about this show, I want you guys to know, even though I said fuck y'all, there's no hard feelings towards y'all. I just have to tell my part of the story because I've kept silent. No one hears my voice except for rapping. I don't make videos and stuff, smoking weed. I'm a liar, I do. But no one hears my voice and hears what I have to say about situations. But here I go now telling you guys about how I feel about these situations that been going on for years now. And how people are faking their streams and being fraudulent in their raps and having ghostwriters and sitting down and just being fraudulent overall. But you guys got the fucking drift. I said what I said. If you feel hit, I'm sorry. You want to diss me, go ahead. You don't get your ass chumped off in a fucking freestyle fucking diss. You feel me? Do what you fucking feel you need to do, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Minaj the rapper out. Bitch, you can suck my fucking nut. Niggas can suck my dick. If you feel hit, fuck you, I'm out. With your ugly asses. You alright. Yo, cut the shit off, cause these niggas out here finna be mad when I post this shit, yo.